Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week you shared about a saint who I'd not heard of.
Neither had I.
You said, yeah, you'd not heard of. So I wonder how many people out there who are listening would have already heard about this saint. And it was Saint Camillus of Lellis, I believe that was how you said it. And even though you focused on the saint, you really focused on how the Holy Spirit can lead us and guide us in our lives. And not just the Holy Spirit can lead us and guide us, but how God is planning our steps
and opening and closing doors.
Yes.
Yeah. He's over our life if we allow him to. Mm. He has our life in hand. He has our goodness in hand. And we've just got to trust in that.
Mm. So St. Camillus was a warrior, a soldier at first, but you shared how he had sores on his feet, which would have been very frustrating, and that he also had an addiction. So he had an affliction in his life and an addiction, and then that led him to a second job to deal with his gambling habits. The addiction being his gambling. And that then led him to a building site that was owned by the Capuchin monks
who would have shared with him and been with him and loved him, and he had a conversion experience.
Made me think of when you shared the words affliction and addiction. It made me think of how we've talked about previously in our heartbeats about how we all have a cross to bear.
Yes.
And maybe for him it was the sores on his feet that would have been very hard while he was being the soldier, and even on the building site, on your feet.
Whole life.
And then also this addiction, because many of us have addictions in different forms in our lives, but how we have...
Ladies, gossip, shopping.
Yeah.
I'm only thinking of what often ladies have.
Yeah.
You know, so many other areas.
Or maybe it is gambling. We can have, there are so many different addictions that we have in our lives, and that they're the crosses that we have to bear. So this saint had his own. We would have similar, but God used those almost to guide him or direct his path to the next step that God had for him.
Yeah.
And you did share Romans 8:28, which is a verse that maybe you've heard before, is we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. And you shared that in relation to St. Camillus. But what I thought was interesting was that at this point where he comes to know God and God's already directed his path, he didn't yet already love God.
No.
But that verse says, you know, All things work to good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. But then you answered it by saying, but God starts to steer us.
God loves us totally.
Yeah.
And you can say, for those who love God, but God knew in his life what was going to happen and he had to make the choice. Mm. But God's love can overcome our lack of love.
Mm.
God's love can override all the problems or disunity or disruption or rejection of God in our past.
Mm.
But when we make a choice and decide, okay, God, I'm going to give you control now, or I'm going to follow you, then it's God, for those who love God. He's now loving God.
Mm.
And God, yes, it's a pity that he didn't know God beforehand.
Yeah,
but God doesn't then go, oh, well, those who started from birth who know me are way ahead than those who come on just along the way.
Mm.
That's not how God is.
No.
He has no favourites. Mm.
Yeah, that makes me think
of... It is just our journey.
Was it the parable of the labourers in the field, and he offers one the full day's wage, and then the person who like who works the whole day gets the full day's wage, but then the person who works the last hour
still gets the full day's wage.
Because God says, aren't I a generous God? Yep. I want to bless you with that.
It doesn't matter in God's eyes. It matters because we've missed out on so many years of not knowing God, and we've had to live our life by ourselves not knowing God. But don't feel like, oh, great.
Mm.
But like, oh, Lord, you now can use me. I can now know you. I can now love you and serve you and receive that love, know of that love. Mm. The love was always there for us. We just never opened up the box or received it.
Mm.
We didn't open up the door of the love of God.
We haven't had the opportunity yet. But, yeah, so I liked that. You were like, God was already steering him. So it makes me think, so where has God been steering me in my life? Mm. And then you shared how St. Camillus, he had an injury to his legs because that was one of his afflictions. So he couldn't join the Capuchin monks.
Three times he tried.
Almost like, God, are you telling me something? Yeah. You know? So once again, make me think, so God, what have you been telling me? Almost like
that I've been ignoring or not listening to.
Or maybe it keeps happening and I keep going, no, I'm still going to pursue that.
I want
to
do this. Like,
So what are you saying? True. You know, questions that only I can answer.
Yes, only everyone can answer individually.
That's right. And then he has the meeting with St. Philip of Neri. So once again, what's a meeting in our lives? You know,
who is God setting us up with
in our conversations, who we meet at the local shops, at the local school, when you're dropping your kids to school, you know, when you walk into a pharmacy to pick something up, like what are those connections that God is setting up? And then you shared how he started his own order.
Yes.
And what I loved was you said it was called, I think you said there were two names, the Congregation of the Servants of the Sick, and also it was also called the Fathers of the Good Death. So helping people.
Yeah, well, they would have called themselves the congregation.
Oh, yes.
And other people would have said, oh, they're the Fathers of the Good Death because they help people, because he was working in a hospital with incurable diseases. Mm. So that's what people would have referred them to, about, you know, who they were.
Mm.
And, you know, you can think, oh, what a name, but it's actually quite a beautiful name.
And made me think of St. Mother Teresa and what she did. And
when was he, 1600s?
1550, I think you said.
16th century.
Yep. Yeah, and so she comes obviously 400 or
a
so
modern,
years later.
A modern day St. Camillus.
That's it. But yeah, just when you take his life and you think about how God's directed his steps, well, what we can learn from that is then to think about how God has directed.
And that's when I read it, that's what I was hearing the Holy Spirit tell me. Look how God's purpose in his life steered him here and steered him here and steered him here.
Mm.
And you could look back on so many people in their life and walk with the Lord. That's what God's done.
Mm. Mm. I think the key to seeing God working in your life sometimes is by looking back on your own life.
Yes.
Because when St. Camillus was in it, when you're in your life,
you don't often see it today,
you don't see it. You're like, I've got these jobs to do, or I've got these obstacles I need to overcome. You don't see sometimes the working of God until you look back.
Mm. And that's why it's good to reflect on the day.
Mm.
Because then you're not just – you're reflecting on the day or the last month or the last 6 months or and then you go, oh, yeah, Lord, you have been there. You have – close that door and open that door and move me here and I'm where I'm supposed to be. Or I'm not where I'm supposed to be.
So the weekly challenge is to reflect and think about, where is the hand of God in your life? So look back and look at, where is the hand of God in your life, and ask him to show him your purpose and the plan that he has for you. And hopefully the Holy Spirit will guide you then further in what your next steps are.
And then when you see the Holy Spirit has been working in your life, thank him, praise him, acknowledge it, because you may not have acknowledged it before.
So we hope that chat has really encouraged you. And as Rosemary did say in her heartbeat this week, you should take heart that God is directing your path, steering you in the right direction. So we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.